I'm Char Dastin for Why So Curious. What do Russian ballet and college football have in common? Well, when the Ballet Russe came to the U.S. during World War I, they tried all sorts of ways to market themselves to Americans. Sam Dorf, a professor of musicology at the University of Dayton, discovered a strange publicity stunt for the company that appeared in the Dayton Daily News. The idea was to humanize Vasilav Nijinsky, the company's celebrity dancer.
There's this really great little wire report that had, it wasn't just in the Dayton Daily News, but in other newspapers, that talked about Nijinsky's visit to a college football practice. And just a clip from the article, it says, "The thing that appealed to me about the game," he declared to a reporter after the contest, "was the fact that it was the whole team which seemed to count rather than any individual player, no matter how brilliant he might happen to be. In a way, that reminds me of the spirit which pervades the Diaghilev Ballet. With us, as with your football players, it is the entirety of effect which counts rather than the superlative excellence of any individual among our numberless dancers," which is just a very cute sort of, humanizing glimpse into Nijinsky visiting a football game, I think possibly in Connecticut around 1916. But I just love this image of Nijinsky. And, the Wire report doesn't make it clear that this happened in Connecticut. It makes it sound almost that, like, he was at Wittenberg College the night before, on his way, and, oh, he saw the Wittenberg, football team, or the Dayton Flyers football team, which he clearly did not, because this was, in newspaper after newspaper all across the country a couple days before they arrived.